Please welcome Coco.
So I guess I should preface this story by saying that I worked a dead-end job for a really long time, and then I went on a spirit voyage, and I came back from that spirit voyage, and I was unemployed and underemployed and homeless for a little bit, and then I got my stuff together, and I decided I would put my big girl pants on and get a job and all these things, and the car that I've been driving since college, I upgraded it to a new one, which, you know, I wasn't really stoked about, but felt like the right thing to do. And so I started working at this job, and, you know, started out as temp and then eventually got hired on. And for the first time in 4 years, I was in a position where I figured I could travel. And the first time in my adult life, I finally had benefits. I finally could travel on somebody else's dollar. So it felt really good. And so I decided, I had one of my closest friends was getting married in the Canary Islands. And so I figured while I'm traveling overseas, I would take an opportunity to go on another small excursion to another place, to Turkey as well. It was a place I'd always wanted to go, and it was a dream to be able to go. So I planned my trip out. I took the time off work. I was delighted with this idea of having paid vacation. My flight was scheduled to leave on the Tuesday. I got off work on Monday afternoon, and I packed my car and I got ready. And again, this is many years in the making, and I was just delighted, and I packed my car and I got on the road early. I figured, you know, I was still on a little bit of a budget, so I wanted to, didn't want to spend the night in a hotel up in San Francisco where I'd be flying out of. So packed my car, I got on the road, and I was on the road, and I had no one between me and San Francisco. It was just me on the highway driving by myself in my new vehicle on my way on a really fun vacation. So as I'm driving up, probably about 3 o'clock in the morning, I hit San Jose, and driving all by myself, and all of a sudden my car starts shaking and it dies, and I'm able to pull over, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, you got this. You got plenty of hours between now and when you got to get on that flight. And so I Google, what happens when your car does this on the freeway? And so I, you know, didn't have any answers for me at that point. So I eventually was able to get the car started and off the freeway into who knows where, San Jose. And it died again. And I was able to get it started, and I moved it to a safer place just a little ways away where there was a gas station and one of those fast food restaurants that's closed that just has the drive-through. So I'm like running at the gas station, like trying to get in, and the person's like, what's going on? They couldn't help me. I'm opening up my car, I'm checking oil, I'm doing these things. I'm like, Google, what's wrong with my car? An officer drives by. I'm like, officer. He's like, there's a mechanic that opens at 8 o'clock just down the road. Thanks, officer. So I figure out it's probably my alternator. And I go through this series of like turning my car on, driving half a mile, turning it, dying, back and forth to the closest mechanic. And it's closed. Like closed. Not like we're going to open at 8 o'clock in the morning, closed. Like closed. So I look for the next one. And by this point, it's probably about 5:30 in the morning. Plenty of time. I got this. So I get my car finally dies, will not start anymore. A block away, like one city block away, just around the corner. I don't know how it happened, in a parking spot, in this kind of random, I don't even know where it was. So I run to the mechanics. It's barbed wire. There's no, like, drop-off key box. So I'm figuring out, like, Google, what are my options? I call my insurance and they said, we can send a tow truck. Wait right there. The tow truck will take you to a mechanic that has a drop-off key place. I thought, perfect. I have plenty of time. So I'm sitting and I'm waiting and no tow truck. By this point in time, it's about 6:30 and I call. They had the wrong number. They had sent a tow truck out. The tow truck couldn't find me. So they were like, we can get one there at 7:30. And at that point, I said, it's all right. I'll figure it out. I don't need your tow truck. And I just started sobbing. I surrendered to the fact that I was going to miss my flight. And at this point, too, you know, part of this point in my life, I was just like, maybe I don't deserve this. Like, maybe this is not what I'm supposed to be doing with my resources, right? It was like this really kind of self-deprecating process. And I just was like, I'm tired. I'm sleep deprived. I'm stressed, even though I had kept my cool. So I just resigned to taking a nap. So I close my eyes. I fall asleep. I wake up at 7:45. I'm tear-stained face, get out of my car, and I walk over to the mechanic, this barbed wire mechanic place on the corner. And I walk in, and I'm just like, my car's around the corner, and it's broken down, and I was putting it on this flight. And the mechanic looks at me like, yeah, uh-huh, bring me your car. Uh-huh, yeah, you're right. And I realize I look like a crazy person. So there was a tow truck driver that was dropping off a car, and I run to the tow truck driver, and thank goodness for this tow truck driver, and I tell him the story a little bit more calmly, and I say to him, listen, is there any way you could help me out? And he says, yes, for $20. He drove the tow truck around the corner to pick up my car to bring it back to the mechanic. The mechanic sees my car and sees me, and he's like, oh, I'll have it done in an hour. So I have an hour. And at this, I was like, okay, I can figure this out. In this hour, I can figure it out. So I call my insurance. Again, I was big girl pants on, got travel insurance. So I call insurance, and they say, oh, well, we can't help you because we don't cover broken down cars before your trip actually starts. And then I get this phone call from my mom, and my mom is not somebody that I go to in times of stress. And I looked at my phone and I realized this is exactly the person I need to talk to right now. I just need my mom. So I get on the phone with a woman whom I love dearly but don't talk to often, and I just lay it all on her. And she was like, just make some phone calls. Just call the airlines. See if you can change your tickets. See what you're able to do. And she was just so kind and loving, and I just felt really uplifted. I went and got breakfast. I came back. I got my car. I missed my flight by 20 minutes. So I get back in the car, and I just head towards the airport. I put my headset on. I dial British Airways. That was the first leg of my trip. And as I'm driving up, and the woman on the phone answers, and I was like, this is what happened. My car broke down, da-da-da-da-da. I missed my flight. Is there any, like, I'm on my way to the airport. She's like, well, when are you available to fly? And I said to her, well, I'll be at the airport in probably like a half an hour, and then I have to park. So within the hour, I'm ready to fly anytime today. And she was like, oh, because your flight doesn't leave till tomorrow. And I said to her, I was like, I love you. And she said to me, I love you too.